On this tape, the person on it talks about his dating exploits, goes on about his divorce, things like that. I guess the simple question this morning, are you aware of the tape? Is it you?
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. It doesn't sound like me.
The Post says that you acknowledged a couple decades ago that, in fact, that was you, but it was a joke.
I don't think it was me. It doesn't sound like me. I don't know even what they're talking about. I have no idea.
The Post also says this is something you did rather routinely, that you would call reporters and plant stories and say either you were John Miller or John Barron, but in fact it was actually you on the phone. Is that something you did with any regularity?
No, and it was not me on the phone. It was not me on the phone. And it doesn't sound like me on the phone, I will tell you that. And it was not me on the phone. And when was this, 25 years ago?
In the early 90s, but
wow,
yeah.
Wow, you mean you're going so low as to talk about something that took place 25 years ago about whether or not I made a phone call? I guess you're saying under a presumed name.
Yes, under a presumed name.
Okay, the answer is no. And let's get on to more current subjects. I mean, I know it's wonderful for your listeners, but I think we have more important things to discuss.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Trump, this meeting you had with Speaker Ryan yesterday on Capitol Hill. You had said, I think a week ago when he didn't endorse you, it was a mistake and he would change his mind. He came out of that meeting. He still has not endorsed you, although he said you're on the path to reconciliation. Were you, first of all, disappointed that there was no endorsement coming out of that meeting?
No, I think it's a process. I was a little bit surprised, but not that surprised, frankly. We did, as you know, Matt, get endorsed by many, many people, and they're pouring in now, many senators and many congressmen. We got many endorsements yesterday, and I think that will come. And if it doesn't come, I'll go my separate way. I think I'll win the election because Hillary Clinton is a disaster on the assumption she gets it, on the assumption she's even allowed to run.
Speaker Ryan said after the meeting that there are clearly issues on which you two disagree. We know that one of those is on that ban of Muslims. He is not for it. You have said you are. But in recent days, you've called it more of a suggestion than a proposal. I'd like you to clarify that for me, because I think millions of people who voted for you across the country during the primary process felt as if you were actually proposing that. Are you softening your stance?
Well, I'm not the president right now, so anything I suggest is really a suggestion. And if I were president, I'd put in legislation and do what I have to do.
But would you put in legislation?
No, I'm looking at it very strongly. We have an Islamic, we have really a problem with radical Islamic terrorism. And we have a president that doesn't want to use the term. He refuses to use the term, even though there are so many problems. I mean, he refuses to use it with the World Trade Center.
But I'm just getting to the point. Are you softening your stance and using subtle differences in words simply to be more moderate, to try to attract people like Speaker Ryan and to get an endorsement?
No, I'm not softening my stance at all, but I'm always flexible on issues. I am totally flexible on very, very many issues, and I think you have to be that way. But I'm not softening my stance. We have a major problem, and we have to look at the problem. We have to solve the problem. We have a president that doesn't even talk about the problem. He won't even use the words. He won't even call it by its right name.
On another topic, the president this morning directed all public schools to allow transgender students to use the public restroom that matches their gender identity. Is this something you agree with?
I would leave it up to the states. I would leave that and many other things, frankly, but I would leave that up to the states. Let the states decide. And I think it's much better as a local issue. I don't think it's a federal issue where the federal government gets involved. And I see what's happening, and it's become such a big situation. And you know what? Everybody has to be protected, and I feel strongly about that. But you're talking about a tiny, tiny group of population. With that being said, everybody has to be protected, but I would leave it up to the states.
Let me end on something pretty quickly, Mr. Trump. We had former Vice President Dan Quayle on the show yesterday. We asked him who you should choose as a running mate. He didn't hesitate even a second. He said, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. Have you reached out to Senator Portman? Is he on your short list?
Well, I was actually with him yesterday in a group. We were with the whole group of senators, and frankly, it was great. We had a tremendous talk. I had a great talk with Rob, a great talk with all of them. Many of them supported me right after the meeting.
Is he on your short list?
Well, he is certainly a very, I'm not going to say who's on the list, and I have a list of about five or six and possibly expanding. I'll make the decision by the convention and probably announce it during the convention, which will be a very exciting convention, I have to tell you.
Okay.
But Rob Portman's a good man. There's no question about it.
Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, thanks for your call this morning.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Thank you. Okay.